Rob Ruff is with me, and I'd like him to tell us a few words how he feels Zion sees his project.
Well, thanks, Deloitte. And first of all, let me just say it's a true honor for Zion's Bank to be a part of this project. You know, when Deloitte and Andy and others came to visit us several months ago, actually about a year or so ago, with this vision for what this could be, and laid it out and gave us the opportunity to consider being a partner with him in this project, really for us it became a no-brainer, because this is about building our community, building the community of Harriman, building the state of Utah, building the soccer community here, and for us, Zion's Bank has been a part of Real Salt Lake since day one. We've been with Real just over 13 years, just as long as this team has been here in this community. And so this is just an extension of our partnership with Real Salt Lake and Deloitte. We couldn't be more proud to be a part of this with you. When Deloitte has a vision for something, it happens. And we're seeing this today as we stand here and see the reality of this vision that Deloitte has had. We're just honored to be a part of it. We're anxious to engage with the community. We're anxious to not only engage in all the Real and the Monarch events and things that will happen here, but other community events that will take place here that we're going to be able to bring to this community and to this facility, to this campus, as a result of this vision of Deloitte Hansen. So Deloitte, thank you for allowing us to be a part of this, and we look forward to a long and fruitful relationship as part of this.
Well, part of this is Zion's allowed us to use their honored name, that we could call this the Zion's Bank Academy, the Zion's Bank Monarch Field or Monarch Stadium, and then we've got the Zion's Bank Training Center, and that makes us famous, that we get to hang with such great company. And I mean that as sincere as I can say. There's no greater partner in the state of Utah than Zion's Bank when it comes to seeing community needs and stepping forward to help realize those needs. And as much as I can dream, I have a remarkable partner in Zion's Bank, and I never forget it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
I appreciate you.
I'm going to draft my right-hand man with a voice to tell you what's going on here. Stand by, Rob, and I'll get to stand next to you.
Sure. Well, what you're seeing here is a 5,000-seat stadium, home of the Monarchs, Zion's Bank stadium, home of the Monarchs. On this side here, what we have is 2,100 seating with aluminum bleachers. There'll be a concession area here in this corner and also up in the northwest corner. That's actually a block bathroom, a CMU bathroom that they're building, and the concession portion of it is on the other side. On this side is a precast portion of the stadium, which will house all of the locker rooms, coaches' offices, things of that nature. It'll be covered with a canopy that will also have solar panels, much like one half of the large structure here. This is the south end of the field, and right here we're going to have a video screen that's about 50 feet wide and about 15 feet tall, which will have branding on either side of it, also on the top, and branding on the back as well. And then, of course, what you see here is synthetic turf stadium. It's not field turf, which is a kind of a brand name that's very well known in America. It's actually a company from the Netherlands called Greenfields. So we actually traveled to the Netherlands to do as much due diligence as we could and find the best field that we could, and that's what will be in this stadium, as well as the two fields that are in the big box. And then rounding it out on the north end, you will have bleachers for 400. So essentially, the stadium will be 5,000 seats with a press box and broadcast here on our high mid on this side of the stadium as well. So it's going to be a pretty high-end USL stadium, if not the pinnacle of the USL stadiums.
Yeah, this will be used. We think there'll be 7 times more activity on this field than we have at Rio Tinto. Every Sunday, we'll have a Hispanic league here through the summer for 14 weeks. 10 teams will play every Sunday. We have the UVU men and women, or the Salt Lake Community College men and women's program will have their home games here. We'll have the home games for our U18 Academy and our U16 and our U14. And then we'll also have all the Monarchs games. So you can see this will be a very, very busy place, and it's going to be very well known as the Zion's Bank Stadium, home of the Monarchs. I want to look just up here. We will start next summer 600 apartment units just to the west of here. So where you see those rocks up there, it rises 60 feet, and there'll be 4 levels of apartments that look out over the entire Salt Lake Valley. So, you know, that's another part for Harriman, that they've been so open and have become literally the fastest growing community in Utah. So we want to thank the mayor. He's got to be here somewhere. Come here, mayor. This is an amazing mayor that has really opened his community to everyone. And we're just proud that we get to come in here and put the outstanding academy, stadium, housing, and people, and they get to join your great city. So right. Thank you.
Thanks, Deloy. We love you. Appreciate you.
Rob, here we're. I want you to meet Eric Waite, who's the superintendent, that's woken up every day to get this project on time, and I never gave him enough time, and he's never yelled at me once, but he's just really driven the wall hard to get this school ready for August opening and the housing ready for the students to be here by the end of August. Right now it looks good, but it'll take a whole lot of work.
Everything's in the pipeline. We're heading that way.
So we're heading here. So what you're looking at is a 350-student high school. We think 40 to 48 of the kids will be within our academy going to high school here. 300 will be from the general population that come here like any other charter school. We do believe that we have an exceptional principal and will be one of the best STEM schools in the state. So our goal is to have absolute excellence in our high school. And I kind of tend to think if somebody comes to Utah with a great kid that can play soccer and they see this high school and the training and the great coaches, we think we're going to have an abnormal chance to have some of the best soccer talent in America come here to Utah and eventually join our organization. So we're here but nothing but to impress them that we put it together right. We want to thank Zions again that this high school would not exist if they didn't believe in it, so thank you. And hallway entry with the administrative offices and the gymnasium and the academies there, and then three stories of classrooms with the cafeteria rec hall here with the big stage here, so they'll have theater productions, anything a great high school should. And this will be where you enter. This will be glass so you can see in. But this is the walk. I want Mr. Cremani to see this. Go. This is the hardest guy I know to impress, so I'm going to try to impress
him. No, that's not true.
So when I bring a soccer kid here that's a ninth grader, I want him to walk in here and this is where I'm going to train. Perspective here. Greg, you've got a better voice, but I want to tell you, Rob, that this is the largest pre-engineered building in North America. There's no building larger that spans free and open using a pre-engineered structure. Not by Boeing, not by anybody. So we now claim the right to have the largest pre-engineered building in North America here in Harriman. And We knew that the coaches were real worried we'd hit the ceiling if we didn't give a high enough ceiling. So I don't think Ramondo's going to kick one into my ceiling. Do you think that might? We'll have to go find some high kickers. So here, this will house two full-size fields. This literally will be open from 6 in the morning till 1 at night. It's only closed for 5 hours. We have on the far end 800 seats. 3 rows of seats, so we can then invite the community in the far east end on that field, and we'll have seniors games, youth games, tournaments. This will be used by the community far more than actually the team will use it, because they'll be outside most of the time, but this will be a heavily used community asset on the far end, and they will enter on the east end of the building, the high school from the west end. And the teams will enter from the north end. So each of these is entries for the main team, the Monarchs, and then that's where we bring a pro team in each year from Europe. So we're building a 5,000 square foot locker room to invite a major pro team to spend 3 weeks each summer out here from Barcelona, Real Madrid, Chelsea. We're going to have an attractive nuisance for them to come out here and spend time in Utah. And they all like to do it, so we've really put together a program that this will be the place they want to summer train. I'm going to get some other people in here. Come in here. Nicole, you're a big part of this.
Good
What do we want to go here next? Get in here, cuddle in a little, Bart. Let's get two coaches by me so I look famous. Come here. I really appreciate Mark and Mike coming out here as coaches. They got a big job, and it takes a lot to run the two teams they do. Mark is now the most successful coach in the USL after his last win. Mike says he gave him all his start. I think they're both claiming success there, and Mike has taken a little heat until he can get the main team turned around.
Love the heat.
But he seems the man that can take the heat, so we'll be in good shape. But this is the whole reason. This is Nicole's son. He is 11, and I want to make sure he gets to this academy, and he says he wants to be better than Javier Morales. So that's kind of what I'm counting on, that he'll come to the academy, he'll be able to learn, and he'll be able to play for Real and these great coaches. Here we are, Nicole, she works here in Harriman and Sandy, so I see her everywhere I go.
That's right.
Is that right?
Whether you like it or not.
She's a great help and has been a real supporter of all of our efforts. Here's the gymnasium for the high school. Obviously, the academy, which is just below here, it will have use of this. But this kind of completes the high school. But it will be one of the very best charter schools in the state of Utah, bar none. It's got plenty of facility. We put a lot of resources behind it. And we're committed that any kid that comes to our academy will be able to have a first-class education. And that's important to parents of great soccer kids. Your folks want you to have a good education, don't they? Even though you want to play soccer. That's the dilemma.
You can do both.
Education, soccer. We're going to solve both problems here. Rob's going to take over now and walk through all of the academy stuff.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Rob. Nice to see you.
Hey, wait, Rob.
Welcome to my tour.
Wait.
On behalf. Do you need some help? So, hey, look. Basically, what this is going to do is house all of our teams on the technical side. What's that mean? That means our 16s and 18s are coming out from Arizona. Our 14 team that we have right now that's been playing in a bunch of tournaments will be housed out of here. It kind of L's around. So the academy will be on this side with the coaches. They'll have their own training area, their weightlifting area. Their staff will be here. Around the corner will be the Monarchs as we get there, and then the first team. And as you'll see, it's kind of aspirational as it goes around. Every team's going to have the same benefits and the same equipment. It'll just get a little better as we go around, as it should be. You know, the first team is the ultimate area that we want everybody to aspire to. In this, you're going to have four coaches. You'll have the trainer, the strength conditioning coach, the entire staff for the academy. The good news is there's going to be access in and out, so players can come up to the Monarchs, players can go up to the first team, coaches can do the same thing. In the administrative area, we'll actually have a film room so everybody can get together, watch films. We can all learn the RSL way together. But the way it's laid out is just for ease of communication and mobility for players back and forth to really build that culture internally. And you see that a lot in Europe. You see that in some Latin American countries too. And I think we're going to be cutting edge in the U.S. with the way we've designed and laid this out. Craig, can I pass it on to you on the technical side?
Yeah, I can certainly point out if we want to walk this way. Right now we're in the, this is actually the weight room for the charter school. Gymnasium, of course, we just went through. This area is the bath, shower, and locker room for the U16s, which takes you from this grid line up to that grid line. Then there's a wall between the two, which we'll be able to open up and make a larger space. So from this point forward, you've got the U18 locker room, and then, of course, the bath and shower area. Over here, you have the academy training space, and on this corner of this part of the parcel, it is the academy weight room, and then you have direct access into the indoor fields through the weight room. As we move forward up this direction, you've got coaches and assistant coaches' offices, which fills out this space. Then in here is a north kitchen and a eating space for the academy, the Monarchs, and RSL. It also doubles as a meeting and banquet room space. Directly above our heads on the second floor is our administrative offices.
And that'll house the technical department. So GM, me, assistant GMs,
for all teams will be there. Also, the business operations for the Monarchs of the new stadium will be up there, and I believe you guys have some office space up there also.
Correct. As we move,
we got guys overhead. That's why I just don't want to have to go out underneath that.
Not that direction.
Not that direction.
Which way?
Just point us. Yeah. We just get right here.
This is good.
Yeah.
That's all.
Over here is another entrance into the building. And as you walk into this space and you take a left, there's a small press area, there's a bathroom, a little bit of gathering space, and then as we get to this point here, that's where we really get into the coaches' offices for the Monarchs and, of course, their locker room and training space. They share that locker room and training space with the first team, which is RSL on the other side, and, of course, their offices and training space and assistant coaches will be housed over there as well. So they both feed communally into that one weight room and training space area. Their access, of course, into the building is through that door right next to that scissor lift that you really can't see. And then as Deloitte pointed out earlier, right over there where those high lifts are and that excavator, that is where that 5,000 square foot shell space is going to be, which will house some of the building operations as well as that that elite European locker room space area that we're going to build out for to attract some other teams from the EPL, from the Bundesliga, so on and so forth.
Your Youth Foundation will be out there too.
Yes, Youth Foundation will be out there as well.
I want to show you one last thing. We have the largest Piet Mondrian painting in the world on this building. It's not completed. It's still in painting. And on the other side of the building, we have one twice as large. So when Mondrian lovers come, they're going to make a trek here to Utah to see the largest Piet Mondrian painting in the world here in Utah. So go look at that up in your dictionary and find out who Piet Mondrian was. Thank you, guys. We appreciate everybody coming out today. Now we got to work hard, Scott, and get it done. No rest.